you stated that for day winning, put those planks out. Small craft harvest wanted all the planks the same. And the planks that came with the slopes were not two 2x4s. The ones that we had just redone, them all 7 fingers were 2x4s.
Yeah.
And the ones that they sent us were, they're 2x, they call them 2x6s.
Yeah, right. True. Yeah.
But they're not true. You know, they've been
well,
planed
they weren't
down.
True.
No,
oh.
They've been planed down. So they were 1 5/8 or whatever.
Not the right size.
No, it's not the right size.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Well,
small
that makes
craft,
a lot
yeah.
of sense then.
And small craft farmers wanted them all the same. So they asked for us to find someone to do them. And there was a couple of bids, and these were the lowest for removal of planks because they didn't want the planks back. We had absolutely zero removal.
Oh, so there was money retrieved for that, the planks that got taken away.
Yeah, they were either going to go to the dump.
Yeah.
Or
oh, which
or,
we know was too good for the dump.
Or it was too good for the dump, or they were just going to sit up there and Dave's bid was so low that we just couldn't know.
I understand.
You know? So it was either we were going to pay $1,000 for disposal, or, and I personally myself would rather see someone. Someone can use them to
obviously,
patch something together.
Obviously, wood is a precious commodity
it
around
is.
Here these
yeah.
days. Like, it's, you know, here and down there, the wood was stolen. You know, like I say.
Yeah, no, it was bidded, the contract was bid on. It went all through the proper town, Small Craft Arbors, because Small Craft Arbors owns the wood. They're the ones that buy it. The way it works is that we get project money.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get project money.
That's from DFO.
That's from Small Craft Arbors.
Oh,
well,
same thing.
Same thing, but a little bit different.
Yeah.
So say they give us $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And with that $400,000, we then have to build whatever is on that agenda.
And deemed necessary
yeah. for that fiscal year.
And whoever the contractors are.
And everything has to go to tender. It all goes on ACAN.
Yeah.
Or on MERCS.
Yeah.
It all has to do that. And this year we're getting $450,000 from someone. But by the end of this fiscal year, because we've been waiting so long for the dredging and the wall project and all this right here, and this whole thing that's going on here.
What's happening there?
There's going to be a big dredge, and those floats are going to go against the North Wharf approach, and we're having a wall be put in where
oh.
it's floating down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sure, we have $800,000 in the bank. As soon as that starts,
bye-bye.
There goes every single bit of project money ever.
So that actually was another question. The money that's in the bank is going to be allocated anyway.
It's already allocated.
Yeah.
We're just waiting. The biggest effing thing to wait for is the environmental.
No, well, of course.
So, you know, like once that is done, which hopefully should be soon, this... This balance here
mm-hmm.
will go pummeling. Like, the dredging is probably going to cost $250. The wall probably $100. This is being very optimistic. $150 for the wall. $150 to $200 for
like
the wall.
Like a cement wall or another rock wall?
It's that's what one of the big holdups is because it is so bedrock down there. They're trying to decide which, the engineers at Small Craft are trying to decide which.
The better route.
Which the better route will be, which, you know, in turn will, then this is all going to be flattened out and
And then we'll have oil water separators over here and over there, which takes care of another $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then Small Craft Harbors wants to redo the building, the top part of the building. So there's another $50,000 because the windows are leaking in the wintertime and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Something about 25 years getting blasted by a southeaster.
Well, you get a full brunt.
Yeah, well, in that corner, in the back corner over there, it's getting pretty soft.
Yeah.
So,
are they're going to dredge, like make a wall all the way up to the...
No, it's basically going to follow the contour that's there now. On low tide, I don't know if you've noticed how low it gets there. It's on that corner.
Yeah, I have.
It gets quite low. So they're going to... Because this wall used to be much more up, and it's sloughed off. So
oh, yeah.
They're going to dredge it and bring a lot of it back up. But it's a lot of the material down there is hot material.
Yeah.
So we got to land dispose of it, not water dispose of it.
Yeah.
But that corner, it's going to go basically from the stern of the Sicani down around and then all the way down the wharf approach down to Tom's, past Tom's, like in behind Tom's there.
Yeah.
And that was going to be about $250,000.
And then those two docks there are going
to... Are going to get joined together and put in there.
Okay.
But those floats there, the modules themselves were $70,000 and it was $10,000 to put them together.
Nothing's cheap anymore,
no.
Is it?
No. A module is $7,000. That was before the HST and we didn't have to pay the PST.